Hello?
Hello?
Yes, hello. Good evening. My name is Christopher, and I'm calling on behalf of the Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California today, and I'd like to ask you a few questions today, confidential questions. Would you like to meet for I could continue on Spanish or English?
Continue what?
The survey. It's going to be quick.
I don't have time for a survey.
You don't have time? Okay.
You guys always say it's quick and it goes on and on.
Yes, it's going to actually be about 5 minutes, but your help, your opinion is going to be a lot for us.
What is the survey on?
Oh, okay. It's for, let me ask you this. Before we begin, would you please confirm that you're not driving and that you're not in a, and that you're in a safety place?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right.
So what is the survey on? You didn't answer my question.
Well, this, is for the elections, but let me ask you this. Are you or is anyone in your household employed on a newspaper, television, or radio station, or a public party, or a candidate for political office? No? Okay. All right. Can you just tell me the year that you were born, just to make sure you're over 18? I'm sorry to ask that.
No. I'm over 18.
All right. Perfect. Okay. All right. What is your main, are you a Caucasian, white, or African American, or black, Hispanic, or Latino? Asian or Pacific Islander or American Indian or Alaskan Native?
Black.
Okay. All right. And what is your last grade that you completed in school? Some high school graduated, grade school, 2 years of college degree, 4 years of college degree, some post-grade work, not degree?
1 year college.
1 year college. All right. All right, if, first, do you approve or disapprove of the job Joe Biden is doing as a president? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat disapprove, strongly disapprove.
I approve strongly.
Okay. All right, next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as a governor? Strongly approve, somewhat approve, somewhat
strongly
disapprove.
Approve.
Okay. All right, and if the elections for the state assembly were being held today, for who would you vote for, the Republican candidate or the Democrat candidate?
Democrat.
For this Democrat? Perfect. All right, I would like to read you a list of names of different peoples active in politics. For each one, please tell me whether if you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone that you don't know that much, just please let me know. The first one will be Donald Trump. Are you a favorable, unfavorable, or?
Yeah. Unfavorable.
Okay. And Esmeralda Soria?
Favorable.
Favorable, okay. Kamala Harris?
Favorable.
Joanna Garcia Rose?
Don't know her.
Don't know her, all right. I do really thank you so much, man. You've been so polite. Which of the following issues is most important to your personality when deciding which candidate is to vote for the state assembly? Education, abortion, border security, inflation and the cost of living, climate change, jobs and the economy, taxes, homelessness, healthcare, crime and public safety? Which are the following ones?
Which what?
Which are the options that you will use? I'm gonna read to the oh okay. All right, but you can just choose one.
Well, that's hard to do.
Education, abortion, border security, climate change, jobs and the economy, taxes, homelessness,
jobs
healthcare.
And economy.
Okay. Perfect. All right. On a scale from 0 to 10, where 0 means that you're not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested, how interested are you in the November elections for the President, U.S. Senate, U.S. Congress, and other state and local office? From 0 to a 10? how interested you are. 10. Perfect. All right. Next, if the elections for the president was being held today, for who would he vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right. Be Harris. All right. And if the elections for the state assembly was being held today, for who would he vote? Giovanna Garcia Rose, Republican, out of term mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right. So it'll be Soria. Okay. Would you say the economy is headed in the right direction, or is pretty it is pretty seriously off the wrong track? Right direction or wrong direction?
It's going in the right direction, I think.
Okay. All right. Now, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime is in your community has increased or decreased, or is still the same?
Still the same.
Still the same? Okay. All right. Have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
I think so.
Okay.
But I don't remember who it was.
All right. No, not a problem. We're almost done, okay? I would like to read you a few statements that you might heard about Giovanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her on the state assembly. The first question will be, Giovanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentence for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would that be much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely? Much less likely, or no difference at all?
No difference.
Okay. Second one will be, in the assembly, Giovanna Garcia Rose will write a law banning politicians for trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Much more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference at all?
No difference.
Okay. Third one, to make California more affordable, Giovanna Garcia Rose supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. As professional auditor, Giovanna Garcia Rose. I'm sorry?
How much more?
Well, we're barely, we're at 70%, man. I'm not going to take more than 3 minutes.
You said 5 minutes.
Yes, there's 3 more minutes. I do really appreciate your time, please. Okay? As a professional auditor, Giovanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politics, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or no difference?
No difference.
All right, the last one. Giovanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whether waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Much more likely, somewhat more likely.
No difference.
No difference. Okay. All right. If the election for the state assembly was being held today, for who would you vote for? Giovanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly
Democrat.
Member? Democrat. Okay. So that will be. All right. So this will be the last. Now, I'd like to read a few statements that you might heard about Esmeralda Soria during the campaign. After I read each one, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for the state assembly. The first one will be, ma'am, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria votes to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer funded benefits. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
All right. Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself taxpayer money to pay her political campaigns. This money could go towards negative campaigns, ads, or even some of Soria's personal expenses. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, much less likely, no difference?
No difference.
Okay. Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand the raise the gas tax. They agree. And now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Is that much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, oh, no difference?
No difference.
All right. Esmeralda Soria support a measure to raise taxes on Valley's residents. And then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% raise. Much more likely, somewhat likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Politican Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she has romantically involved with. Somewhat likely, somewhat more likely, no difference. Okay. All right, we're almost done. I'm pretty sure there's the last three questions.
That after every question. I
appreciate two more minutes. I swear, two more minutes. Okay? We're almost done. If the elections of the state of the assembly was being held today, for who would you vote for? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat?
Democrat.
Democrat. All right. All right. Regardless, how do you feel today? Are you registered to vote as a Republican or a Democrat?
Democrat.
Okay. All right. Do you consider yourself how do you consider yourself conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
Conservative.
Okay. Right, two more questions. Now, is the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Do I consider myself to be pro-life or what?
Or pro-choice? How do you consider yourself, pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-life.
Okay. All right, some people feel strongly about issues that they will vote against candidates and basis regardless of the candidate's stance of most other issues. Would you not vote against candidate based only on their positions on abortion? Would you vote or wouldn't you vote?
Would I vote only on their position?
Yes, of abortions, correct.
No.
No. Okay. All right. The last one. Regardless of how you feel now of this, for who did you vote on the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
Joe Biden.
All right. So I do pretty. Thank you so much for your time. You have been so polite, ma'am. Okay. And thank you so much. Okay. Once again, have a great one.
Bye.
Bye.